This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen on Friday warned Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko it is time to change course as the EU holds out a promise of a 3 billion euro support package if he leaves power. The European Commission President says the EU's message is twofold, one of support to the Belarusian people and a warning to Lukashenko. When Belarus starts its peaceful democratic transition, the EU will be there to accompany it, she said Friday. A commission spokeswoman says von der Leyen wrote to Belarus's opposition leaders Svetlana Tikhanovskaya and other opposition figures expressing her respect and admiration for the courage and strength of the people of Belarus. She outlined in her letter to the EU's comprehensive plan of economic support to a democratic Belarus of up to 3 billion euros, about $3.7 billion, according to the spokeswoman. The proposed support from the EU comes as the bloc aims to ramp up pressure on Lukashenko after the forced landing of a Ryanair flight in Minsk last Sunday and arrest of a dissident journalist aboard. The World Health Organization called Friday for access to patients in the Gaza Strip and free passage to evacuate them for medical treatments as health workers struggle to care for the sick and wounded after 11 days of violence earlier this month. A WHO spokeswoman says around 600 patients, including some with chronic conditions, need to be moved outside of the Palestinian enclave, but have been unable to because of crossing closures. Other aid agencies have complained about limited humanitarian aid access and drug supplies. Dozens of health centers were damaged during Israeli bombings, prompting the WHO warning. This is VOA News. Local media in Russia reported Friday a court in Moscow sentenced five former policemen to several years in jail for planting drugs on a prominent investigative journalist. The arrest of reporter Ivan Golunov on June 2019 trumped up drug charges sparked an outcry with activists and Kremlin critics calling for his release. He was released days later after an unprecedented campaign in his support, and the five police officers who arrested him were dismissed and taken into custody in January 2020. He's a prominent reporter known for detailed investigations into power structures in Russia, including the shady funeral industry and corruption at Moscow City Hall. His supporters and employer, the independent Russian language media outlet Medusa, said the drugs had been planted on him as revenge for his work. Officials say two ancient sandstone artifacts believed to have been stolen from Thailand during the Vietnam War are set to return from the United States Friday night. The temple support beams with carvings of Hindu deities dates back to the late 10th or 11th century and had been on show for decades at the San Francisco Asian Art Museum. They are expected to touch down in Bangkok on Friday night and will be put on display at the National Museum for 3 months from Tuesday following a special ceremony. The lintels were among 133 Thai artifacts on display at museums and galleries in the U.S. The repatriation comes after a three-year investigation by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The California Museum disputes allegations they were stolen. Germany apologized on Friday for its role in the slaughter of tribespeople in Namibia more than a century ago and officially described the massacre as genocide for the first time as it agreed to fund projects worth over a billion euros. But one tribe's chief rejects it as an insulting deal because it does not include payment of repatriations. German soldiers killed some 75,000 people in a 1904 to 1908 campaign after a revolt against land seizures by colonists and what historians and the United Nations have long called the first genocide of the 20th century. While Germany has previously acknowledged moral responsibility for the killings, it had avoided making an official apology for the massacres to avoid compensation claims. Germany's foreign minister says the funding will directly benefit the genocide-affected communities. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.